I think we're ready. About 12 lines down or so, by the two dots, Hor Bezen Shel Echad Me'ashvatim, etc. Right? What do we see from here? We see from here one thing very, very clear. If Bezen of only one of the Shvatim, Hoskins, and that Shevet follows its own Bezen, Rabbi Yehuda says only that Shevet is Chayev, it's its own business, nothing national about it. And the other time I'm saying no one's Chayev because it's only Shayach to Bezen and Gadol. That the Gemara is not interested in exploring further, that's obvious. But the Gemara brings up, what about a case that's not explicit in the Mishnah? Ibai Lehu. Shevet Echad Rabbi Yehuda Ras Bezen and Gadol Mimaitzu Shar Shvatim Olo. What if one Shevet Paskins, according to Rabbi Yehuda, remember Rabbi Yehuda says, great, each Shevet, plus his Gorer all the other Shvatim. So, but what if one Shevet Paskins were Ras Bezen and Gadol? Is it Gorer the other Shvatim? The other Shvatim bring? Oh, lo, me, I'm bringing a Shiva Shvatim with the Maisi, Shar Shvatim, Adai, Mishavdika, Ruba, Bochad, Shiva, Lek, Ruba, lo. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda only says seven Shvatim have Gorerah. Right? Seven Shvatim grab everyone because they're the Rove. The Rove drags the Miyah, but maybe one does not drag the rest of the Shvatim. But Dumma, Loshnar, maybe it makes no difference. Toshma, Maim, Vien, Par, Echa, the real Raya from this enigmatic Brisa. Bryce is enigmatic because it's very clear what it says, but it's unclear what case it's talking about. They only have one par. Shim and Omer Shnei Parim, two pars. Okay, but Mayuskina, what's the case? Elim Shechatu Shiva, Roshim Otamanya Boy. If seven Shvatim sin, then that can't be it, because Shim was very explicit. Seven Shvatim sin, the seven brings seven plus one for Bezdin makes eight. Elim Shechatu Shivat Echad, it must be that one Shevet sin. Bimai, what's the case? Ibar Ras Beis Dino, if it was its own private Bez, then Rav Shimon Lesley, then Rav Shimon would say zero, because we know everyone but Rabbi Yehuda says zero if it's not the Bez Nagadol. El Allah Bar Ras Beis Nagadol, must be our case, one Shaver Ras Beis Nagadol, and then Rabbi Shimon makes sense. He says two, the one Shaver brings one, and Bez Din brings one. That's his normal Shita. But who's the Tanakhama this Raisa? Of Etanakhama Mani, Ename Rav Meir Rubai. It can't be Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says one Shaver no one brings if you don't have a roof. El Allah Rabbi Yehuda, so the only option left is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Shimon, it's not Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, what do we see from Yehuda? If one Shevet sins, the one Shevet brings, but there's no Greira, and that answers our Ibaya. Amri, but we say no. Hacha Mayaskinu Shukato Shisha Shvatim Ruben Shalkal. No, maybe this is the case where six Shvatim sin, and they are the Rove of the Kahal. That's the case. It's six Shvatim, they're the Rove of the Kahal. Rabbi Shimon Lazarhi, Ditanya. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer Mishma Chatu Shisha Vein Ruba Shalkal Shiva Alfi Shein Ruba Shalkal Mevien Par. Must be a case of six Shvatim, which are Rove in the Kahal, and Rav Shimon Elazar says if six Shvatim Rove in the Kahal or seven Shvatim even Meir the Kahal sin, you bring total one Par because he's within Rav Meir. There's only one Par, and that is the Tanakama. Okay, the Agav. What do we see from this? We see from this, even though it's only Derech Dechia, but Ora disagreed on Derech Techia. We see something we'll have to put in our backpacks for later. That Chatu Shisha Vehein Rubo Shel Kahal. What do we see? That Rav Shimon Lazar says one par. That's obvious. That we knew from Rav Adalek. There's no chiddush. We're just using to explain this, right? Rav Shimon said Lazar says par echad. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is how about Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says two parim echad v'kahal. The Echad, the Bez Din, obviously, and that's going to be a Chiddush that we'll have to point out, come back to a little later, that this is a Chiddush from Shimon, because we thought Shimon said one per Shevet plus one for Bez Din. Okay, let's put that in our back pocket to continue. So we never answer the question what we're going to get. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shevet Che'asav Aras Beis Dino, Oso Shevet Chayiv Ashar Kol HaShvatim, okay, one Shevet acts, Baros Beis Dino, that's our Mishnah, that Shevet is Chayav, the Shevet Vatim are Peturim. Baros Beis Din HaGadol, Afilu Shar Shvatim Chayavim, but in Baros Beis Din HaGadol, not only is it Chayav, but all the other Shvatim are Chayavim, Shal Shema Mina, that is very explicit. In this Brisa, he says black and white, that if one Shevet sins, Baros Beis Din HaGadol, he drags the other Shvatim, so that answers our question. Amar Vashem, Esnisa Nami Dika, this is also related to the Mishnah, the Kethani, but also Shevet Al Pihem. Also, Shevet Chayiv Ushar Kol Ashvatim Peturim. That what does our Mishnah say? That if it's based on the Bezdin of a Shevet, and one Shevet does in the Bezdin of a Shevet, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shevet is Chayiv Ushar Kol Ashvatim Peturim. Lamely Mr. Shar Shlatim Pitur. Why add Shar Shlatim Pitur? It would have been enough to say that Shiva is Chayiv. Chayiv Tana Osar Shiva Chayiv Melo Yidana Shar Shlatim Pitur. Would have known that. Ella Kamas Lunda Rose Beis Dino to Shar Shlatim Pitur. But Rose Beis Dino Gadol to Shar Shlatim Chayavin Shema Mina. It's a good deal for the Mishnah. What does he say in the Mishnah? If it's a local Bezin of the Shiva, that Shiva is Chayiv, everyone else is Pater. Because obvious, but if it would be Bezin Gadol, that Shiva would be Chayiv, and the other Shlatim would also be Chayiv. So it's greater even for one Shiva, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is, I think that, okay, that's pretty poshut. Let's just read a little more. Ibai Lehu. Shevet Echad She'asa Bar Ras Bez Den Agadol Le Rabbi Shimon. Mi Maisi Olo. What about one Shevet who acts for Ras Bez Den Agadol called Rabbi Shimon? Right, because the Mishnah only has a case of seven Shvatim or 12 Shvatim. Toshma, does you bring if it's less than a rove or not? Mahim would be in par echad, Rav Shimon or Shnei Parim. The same brisa. But my scheme, Elam Shavatu Shiva Shnei Parim, Shmona Parim by. If seven Shvatim had sinned, Rabbi Shimon, as we pointed out, would require eight Parim. El Chad Shivat Echad must be one Shiva Shotei Vamai. Elam or Ras Bez Dino, Rav Shimon Leslie. If it's a local Bez, then Rav Shimon doesn't hold any Chiv. El Ras Bez in a Gadol must be one Shiva Ras Bez in a Gadol. And therefore, this proves that according to Rav Shimon, one Shiva Ras Bez in a Gadol brings one par. Betisra Tanakama, does that make sense? Who's the Tanakama then? Ira Meir Harubai. If it's Rameir, there's no carbon at all if it's less than a rove. Ira Behuda Shar Shvatim Lamim Maisu. If it's Rabbi Huda, then according to what we said earlier, if one Shiva brings, he drags the other star. So it can't be only one par. So who must be the Tanakama? Haman Ira Shimon Elazar. Tanakama must be Shimon Elazar. He. Ruki de Tanya. And like we saw in the Brisa earlier, meaning what's the case? It must be not a case of one Shevet. It must be six Shvatim, which are the rove of the Kahal. Rav Shimon Elazar says you bring one par, like his Shita explicitly. Rav Shimon says you bring two par, like we have on the board. But we never answer the question, what about one Shevet? Tashma. V'chomrom li'olaminu chayiv el oroz bezin agadol. The Chachamim say back to Yehuda, you're not chayiv an oroz bezin of a Shevet, only a bezin agadol. Man Chacham, ilam Rav Meir Rubai. If a chomer Rav Meir requires a rove, not one Shevet. Even a bezin agadol, one shevet wouldn't be enough. Elav Rav Shimon lechacham. The end of our mission must be Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says one shevet is chayiv and a ras bezin agadol. Shema mina, the one shevet is chayiv and a ras bezin agadol. We have successfully explained the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So let's just get down the shita of Rabbi Shimon for a moment. What is the shita of Rabbi Shimon? Shita of Rabbi Shimon is one thing is clear, right? Chatu. Shevet Echad, that's very clear, right? Navy, Beis Par. One for the Shevet and one for Beis Din, right? One plus one. Zayin Shvatim, clearly, then it's seven plus one, right? That we know. And from the beginning of the Mishnah, we know Yud Beis Shvatim, this is all very explicit. There are 13 parim. That's the ratio of our Mishnah. 12 plus 1. Okay. All of this is very reasonable, right? Now, what if, what might you have thought, what if it's 2, if it's 8, 9, 10, or 11? I think it's obvious what happens. 8 is 8 plus 1, 9 is 9 plus 1, 10 is 10 plus 1, 11 is 11 plus 1. What if it's 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6? We might have thought, if you're making the pattern, if all you had was what was on the board here, you would have filled in the pattern. Say 2 is 2 plus 1 and 3 is 3 plus 1 is 4 and 4 plus 1 and 5 is 5 plus 1 and 6 is 6 plus 1 because each Shevet is their own Kahal. Right? As the Gemara is about to tell us. That each Shevet is their own Kahal. However, what do we see here? We see here that Rav Shimon Shita is that if it's 6, then it's 1 plus 1. Even if they're over the Kahal. If it's 6, then they bring they bring 1 plus 1. One
Rabbi
second.
Rabbi Shimon is only concerned with the Shvatim, no?
What?
Isn't Rabbi Shimon, is only concerned with the Shvatim? He's not concerned with the Rubah Shalkal. The Rubah Shalkal,
yeah, the Rubah Shalkal is not important to him. You're right. The Rubah Shalkal L'chora is not important for him. Certainly, if we forget the Rambam, not important for him. No, but
it is.
For Rav Shimon himself, it might make no difference if 6 is the rove of the kol or not rove of the kol.
He talks about exclusively.
Rav Shimon or Rav Shimon Elazar? Rav Shimon. Right, different, right? Rav Shimon is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai.
Right.
So what if it would be two shvatim, or three, or four, or five, or six, right? So here, the fellows, okay, some of the fellows pressured me to mention a more radical shot here, but let's just, let's see what the Gemara says. What if it would be, this is obvious, right? If it would be between 8 and 11, then you would say number of shvatim plus 1, right? That's obvious. I don't think there's anything interesting to say about that. But what about 6? And l'chora, who had been 2 through 5, right? What about 6 or 2 to 5? So what does it say? We saw in the Dechi, the Gemara, when they made the Tanakam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and then came Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said 1 plus 1, right? Beis Parim, 1 plus 1. 1 through 6 is 1 plus 1. 7 or more is the number of Shvatim plus 1. That's the Shita of Rav Shimon according to our Gemara. That's the Shita of Rav Shimon according to our Gemara. Tosos now has a kasha on Rav Shimon. What's the svara? The svara is a big chiddush misvara. After all, either it's 1 or it's the number of Shvatim. Either each shevet is a kahal, which each shevet is a kahal. That's the next line in the Gemara. I didn't read it yet, but what does the Gemara say? How do they know that each shevet is a kahal? Let's read it. Yoshafat stood in the kahal of Yehuda. What does the pasuk actually say? Okay, we're not getting to that now. That was the day they made Gzeirat Rabbanan, that a Tful Yom cannot enter the Machna Levia. You should just know, by the way, that without getting into the controversy of going up on Har Habayis, not going up on Har Habayis, this is not true, that a Tful Yom can't go on Machna Levia the way it sounds. It's true that there's an Issur Rabbanan, but if you ever saw the people who go up to Har Habayis without getting into the controversy, what do? They get up in the morning, go to the mikvah, and then they go up on Har Habayis. Har Habayis is Machna Levia. Yerushalayim is equivalent to Machna Yisrael in the desert, in the Chumash. Har Habayis is equivalent to Machna Levia, and the place where the Azora was is equivalent to Machna Shechina. So Tful Yom does go up to Machna Levia. So don't worry if you ever see the guys going up to Har Habayis, again, without getting into it. The fact that they're all Tful Yoms, they tovel, and they don't wait for Harav Shemesh for the next day. They tovel and go straight up to Machna Levia. It's not against this Gemara, it's not against the Gzeira of Yom Shafat. The Gemara explains in a few places he didn't mean literally all of Machna Levia. He only meant the Ezras Nashim. They only meant the Gzeira and the Ezras Nashim part of Machna Levia, Tful Yom can't go. And Tak, when they go up to Harabayas, they go in the whole Machna Levia of Harabayas, but not in the Azora, clearly, which is more than Machna Levia, not in the Ezras Nashim. Since Gzeira is only in the Ezras Nashim, okay, good thing to know so you won't be misled by the Pashut shot of how you see it quoted in, you know, places where it's not the main sugya. Okay, but that's not our point at all. What's the point? The point is that Yehuda's a kahal, right? Maybe that was only kahal because it was a two shvatim after all. Maybe a kahal means a gathering of shvatim, right? And there was Yehuda and Binyamin there. El Amar Rav Acha Bar Yehuda, right? The two tribes versus the 10 tribes, if you remember your Tanakh. El Amar Rav Yehuda, the Sivah Yomer Lahim Nimachav Rusichum Satichol Lekal Amim. Hashem says to Yaakov, I'm going to make you Kahal Amim. But that was on his way from Laban's house to Eretz Yisrael, when he already had 11 sons. Man Isali Harishaita, who is still going to be born? Hashem says, I'm going to give you a Kahal Binyamin. So that shows Binyamin is a Kahal. Shemamina, Hachim Rahmanim, Isil, Lachashta, Kahal Achrin, you'll get another Kahal. I'll give you a Kahal. And he only had one more son, Binyamin. That shows one shade as a Kahal. Amla Yerushvad, Rav. Hanet, Dimah, Hachim Rahman, Lachim, Misil, Chal Binyamin, with Abi Yud Bishvat, and this carries Kahal. No, maybe this is what Hashem meant. Not that Binyamin's going to be a kahal. I'll give you Binyamin, and then together with the others, he'll be a kahal, because 12 sons will be a kahal. No, that can't be. What do you mean, 12 are a kahal and 11 is not a kahal? Let's say he only had 11 kids. There are only 11 tribes in Klal Yisrael. That would all obviously be a kahal. However many kids Yaakov has is a kahal. I mean, Pashup Shabbat. I'm somehow going to read it differently to explain the Rambam. So now Pashut is saying, how many kids Yaakov would be a kahal? If you're going to say only Klal Yisrael is a kahal, then 11 is a kahal before Binyamin was born, 12 is a kahal after Binyamin was born. How is Hashem promising a kahal? Must be Hashem meant not you're going to end up in a kahal. By definition, how many kids you have is a kahal. Hashem gonna give you another kahal. So that proves in Yom Kahal, that proves each shape is a kahal. Shkayach, end of this part of the Gemara. So what do we see? Each shape is a kahal. So if each shape is a kahal, why does he have this weird shot that up to six is only one? So l'chora, you have to say something, which is maybe a little meduyik in himself. And this has to do with, you know, very interesting philosophical questions about the importance of, right, nations versus subcommunities, right? Clearly, what Vermeer is saying is that the nation's important, even though we had a machlokas, whether you count the nation by Shvatim or not. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are saying, no, each kahal is, each shevet is important. When is each shevet is important? So even in the Pesukim, right, in the Saticha, like Hal Amim, right, Binyamin was a kahal in the context of the other Shvatim. So maybe what he's saying is that each shevet is important. And the truth is, one shevet is important in and of itself. One shevet brings one. But the diversity of the Shvatim. One Shevet is important in and of itself. Kahal Yehuda, in the end, forget Binyamin, Kahal Yehuda is a Kahal. But are two Shvatim better than one Shevet? Are three Shvatim better than three Shvatim? Than two Shvatim? Is the diversity of Shvatim a value of considering in different Kahals? The answer is that depends. In the context of the nation, the diverse Shvatim are each considered a Kahal. If it's not in the context of the nation, then the diversity of the Shvatim is not considered significant. This is a big fish. Misvara, I don't know how he knew this, but l'chora, that's what you have to say. You have to say misvara is right that in context of Klal Yisrael, each shevet has significance. Right? By themselves, the diversity of Shvatim is not significant. He's not saying a shevet is insignificant. One shevet brings one pot. But the Riboy Shvatim is not significant unless in the context of Klal Yisrael. Okay, very, very fascinating assumption that he... I wish I knew where he got this from. I'm not the only one who knows where he got it, they knew where he got it from. Tosfos asks this question. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Kegon Shechatu Shisha Shvatim Ibruman Tema Im came my time at Rav Shimon to L'machayiv L'par Echad. Why does Rav Shimon Taka only machayiv one par for 2, 3, 5, or 6 Shvatim? Even if they're the roof of the call. Hello, Ashkan de Paul Yehuda Boy Nami Par the Base and all mode me Rabbi Huda Shavit after the call. What's he saying? We have another Aleph, all the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda. They had many differences. They had a difference whether Darshan Xer Shava Kahal to make Bezin also bring. That's a difference. They also had a machlokes whether there's an extra call for Greira. That's a difference. They also had a machlokes whether there's an extra call for Bezin of Oso Hashavit. That's a difference. But one thing, they were the same. They darshan one word call. They each had one word call available. The darshan called call of a call that every call brings separately. So the Tosfos is mystified. The part that they darshan the same should be the same. If Yehuda says, forget about Breira, forget about Beitin Shaloto Hashika, forget about whether Beitin also brings an additional part. Call, the rabbis called call of a call, they darshan that word the same. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say one brings one, two brings two? And we know he says one brings one, two brings two, because the opening brisa of after the Mishnah said, "Kol v'kol chayiv ketzah chatur shnei shvatim v'in shnei parim." Right? Rabbi Yehuda didn't just start with seven; he started with two. Right? So why does Rabbi Yehuda say 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 kol v'kol, and Rabbi Shimon not? Tosfos is mystified; he just doesn't know how Rabbi Shimon diverged from Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So. Relationship to Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos says, Sarachiva lo hisiku ota maskana. Why didn't they get the same conclusion from the same drasha? They darshan the same drasha. Why didn't they get the same conclusion? Okay, Tosfos leaves it at Sarachiva. Okay, I didn't want to mention this, but some of the guys pressured me to point out there's a number of Achronim who are so disturbed by this that they're willing to go almost against our Gemara. And they're willing to say, no, that's not Rav Shimon's Shita. Okay, Lulei de Mistafina. says in the back here, the Rosh Hashanah and the Cheshek Shlomo, Lule Demistafina, I would say, the Gemara's Lav Dafka, it doesn't really mean it. Or the Gemara is the one Girsa. Rosh Hash says, the Gemara's Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean what it says. Cheshek Shlomo says, well, maybe the Gemara means what it says, but we should take an eraser and fix it to say something better. Right? And there is a Shita out there that here is Rashi and Tosos and the other Rishonim. But according to some Achronim, want to be very bold, the Rosh Hash and the Chesed Shlomo, you can both find in the back of your Gemaras, they say, you know what? They say, nope. Number of Shvatim plus one. They say 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the offspring number Shvatim plus one. Oh, the Gemara says 6. They only bring one. And Gemara didn't literally mean 6. It really meant 1. You bring 1. But if it would have been 6, they would have run 6 plus 1. It's really not shot in our Gemara, but they just had a lot of trouble with this Mechudesh Svara. For them, the Svara is Pashat. Svara is Pashat. You don't need a Svara. Shimon Shita is the number of Shvatim plus 1. Every Shevet is a call, and there's no Kreira. Shalom al Yisrael. And he's exactly the same as Rabbi Yehuda, except for the other call. There's no Greira, there's no Beit Yosel Shevet in this aspect. Okay, so we understand why A, the Achronim took this desperate move. A, because they didn't like this fancy, weird Svara we were showing came up with it, and why it diverged from Yehuda. I will just add one last thing about Rabbi Shimon and point out maybe you could answer Tosfos Kasha as such. Maybe, but I'm not sure. Alright. Maybe you could answer Tosfos Kasha as such. Why would Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda diverge in terms of the importance of their understanding the importance of the different of the identity of each Shevet? Maybe you could say that it's a Lishitosam of whether they have another hakahal that they darshan for Beit and Shul Oso Shevet. Rabbi Yehuda, after darshan call for kal v'kahal, darshan's call for Beit and Shul Oso Shevet. Meaning, he clearly gives more importance to each Shevet. Rabbi Shki even is mashav the Beit of that Shevet. Shimon says there's no importance to the Beit of that Shevet. No, there has to be some basic unity here. So Rabbi Shimon is more focused on the unity of the Beit HaGadol. Rabbi Yehuda gives more credence to the diversity of Beitin of each Shevet. Maybe somehow then they went back and looked at their drusha, call the rabbinical, call the call, and came to different conclusions. Yehuda says, Mela amarbe the Beitin of each Shevet. Hold on. So if the Beitin of Ruin Paskins and Ruin follows, they bring one. The Beitin of Shimon Paskins and Shimon follows, they bring one. So if Beitin of Gadol Paskins and Shimon Ruin follow, they should bring 2. Because we see that there's room for the 2 of them to each bring. And Rav Shimon says, and Rav Shimon would not go that far. He would say, no, I don't have any precedent for, you know, diversity and an independent chiyuv of each shevet. This is all a national thing of the Beit HaGadol. So how does the national thing of Beit HaGadol work? If a significant amount of Jews do it, there's some karban. And only if all the Jews do it, there are remash of each subcategory. Maybe you could say, I don't know, maybe if you want to answer those kasha, ulai yesh lomar, the Kavan to Rabbi Yehuda Darash Lechayev Al Beitin Shel Shevet Memela Chiyav Yote Al Kol Shevet V'Shevet Gam Behorah Beitin Hagadol Mash Enken Rav Shimon. Okay, that's my best, basically, to answer Tosfos Kasha. You could just say, we don't have an answer. You could say that the Achronim and deny the whole Gemara. Or you could say, no, Taitaka has a good question. Why did they diverge? Maybe they diverge because of the next Rasha. Once Rabbi Yehuda is Marv the Beit and Rabbi Shevet, he goes back and separates the Shvatim as much as possible. Since Rabbi Shimon is not Marv the Beit and Moshe Shevet, he doesn't like to separate the Shvatim more than necessary. Okay, F, sure.
Why would Rabbi Shimon distinguish between 6 and 7?
I don't... If he just... That means... I don't have a great answer. That made sense to him somehow. After all, he had a drush of kol v'kahal, but he was only mokimin in 7 because he'd be smarter. He only thought there's importance to each, the difference of each shaven in the context of the whole. But I admit,
you know, there's like a Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky like that in the Emes LeYaakov, the beginning of Bamidbar. He says there were only the Golem after there was a Mishkan in the middle, because there's only room for diversity within the different subdivisions when there's sufficient unity. When there's sufficient unity in the middle, and the unity has to be primary and the diversity secondary. But I admit that's very loose. Okay, let's leave it for now. Let's go to Rabbi Yehuda for a moment then. What is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda seems very simple. Right, what's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? No matter how, if even one shevet, Kolshkin 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, if even one shevet sins, then it's chayev, and through Greira we concluded all the others are chayev also. Seems very, very posh. It means what was mefurish until now? what was mefurish until now? Okay, let me try. What was mefurish until now is that if seven shvatim sin, then there's greira. And here we learn even if one shevet sins, there's greira.
How we learn Kol Hadas, right? I mean, he learns, now he's learning, we learn Kol Hadas means Kol, maybe Kol Shvatim, Kol Kriko, but now we're saying Kol Hadas means Kol of Shevet, Kol of Neida, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, Kol Hadas, let me say it a little differently. Kol Hadas probably refers to the Beitim, not the people. But maybe Kol Ha'on L'Shkaga, etc. So we'd say it means Kol HaShevet, right? Rova the Shevet. Correct. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. What makes this complicated? And here, I can only say, I guess, La'ani Adati. Rashi already points out Akasha. According to the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Yehuda, right? According to the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between one Shevet sinning and seven Shvatim sinning, right? One Shevet, seven Shvatim, they're all exactly the same rule. That's what our Gemara just told us. However, then it's strange, because in the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zayin Shvatim Shachatim V'in Zayin Par Mushar Shvatim Shlochatim V'in Elidei Par. If seven Shvatim sin, then the others bring a Par. Why would the Mishnah say seven? It's lav dafka seven. It's even one. So, okay. How can you answer that? How does Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel answer this? Yeah, he didn't mean seven. Truth is, that's not such a strong kasha. I'm not asking why Rashi bothers to answer it. Rashi's reading pshat. It doesn't have to be a strong kasha for Rashi to answer it. Rashi's just pointing out. It's not such a strong kasha. Why did you just say seven in the Mishnah and not one? Well, because Rav Meir is talking, and Rav Meir, seven is different than one. Remember, Rav Meir thinks seven have a chiyuv and one has no chiyuv at all. So it's Rav Meir, seven, Rav Yehuda was talking about seven. If he was on his own, he would have talked about one. He would have said, afilu shevet echad shechatu. Me in par, v'shar shvatu me al yadan. But he was just responding to Rav Meir. That's not so difficult. However, as the Vershev and all the Achronim ask on daf vavam and aleph, it's much more difficult. If it was just the Mishnah, I wouldn't have made a big deal. Says Adav Vavam and Aleph. We're not up to this yet, but we've seen the Gemara, right? We want to know why they brought 12 Pare Ola and Seire Chatos in the time of Ezra. Why did they bring 12? So the answer is, these were Karbonos of Avodah Zarah to make up for the Avodah Zarah they did in the days of Tzidkiah. And the... And therefore they brought 12. Why 12? So the Gemara asks, if you look on the Vavam and Aleph in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9th line, Bishlam of the Rabbi Yehuda, Mashkachas lo lahani shneim asar chatos, gom dechotu shneim asar shvatim, my shneim asar se'irim. I understand how Rabbi Yehuda gets 12. If all 12 tribes sinned, then they bring 12. Inami, don't forget Greira, or seven tribes did Avodah Zarah and the rest were Greira. Here, he's not responding to anyone. Rabbi Yehuda's not talking. We're talking for Rabbi Yehuda. And there's not responding to Rameir. Rameir doesn't say anything about seven Shvatim here. Right? We're just standing in Rabbi Yehuda. And we say, well, 12 would bring 12. And even seven would be 12 through Greira. The clear diuk is that seven has Brira, but one doesn't have Brira. It's a pretty good diuk. That's much more difficult, and it's funny that Rashi doesn't say anything here. Why does he say seven? Right? So, this is the basic problem in Rabbi Yehuda. The basic problem in Rabbi Yehuda is that on Daf Hey Amid Beis, Sheva Echad has Greira like Zayin Shvatim. But on Daf Hey Amid Aleph and Daf Vav Amid Aleph, with Daf Vav Amid Aleph being much more difficult because he's not just continuing someone else's discussion of someone else's case. He's picking his own case. He's not talking to the Gemara on his behalf. He's picking his own case. What do they say? They, meduyak, that davka zayin shvatim have greira. Right? If you want to get to 12, you could start with 12 and get to 12, or start with 7 and get to 12. But they don't say, start with 1 and get to 12. So this is a problem. Question is, what's the real shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So what's the real shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So one derech is, here I'm going to, like Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda just says the same as Rashi, are very clear about what they are trying to say. Rashi and the Rabbi Hananel, the Meiri also reads him this way, reads Rabbi Yehuda this way, and it seems like the Kesef Mishnah also reads Rabbi Yehuda this way, and saying the Rambam didn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and many others. The Chazon Ish reads Rabbi Yehuda this way also. It's to say no, Rabbi Yehuda holds one of the same as seven. One is the same as seven, like Pshat of Daf Heyam and Beis. Oh, why does he make the example of seven? Here we have to, well, Chazon Ish is something else, but we have to be nidchak a little. Let's say for Rashi and the Rach, right? And here I'm going to say for them, really, Shevet Echad is the same as Zayin Shvatim. Shevet Echad and Zayin Shvatim are the same. So why does the Gemara say Dafka Zayin? And here, say, Daf Hey Amid Aleph is, what does Rashi say? That's easy. That's shmeezy. He says, I did the Kamar of Meir Zayin. Since Rav Meir says seven and Rav Yehuda says seven, what about the Vav Amid Aleph? It's strange that they didn't say anything, right? And the Achronim are bothered by that there, the Be'er Sheva. It's quoting the Chol Nasan, that's in parentheses, I got 13, I believe. I think what you have to say is the Dochak, I mean, you're not going to say they're going to change their Shita. They were changing their Shita, they're changing Shita all along. You have to say that the Vav Amid Aleph is Agav Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Since in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says 12 or 7, why? To the idea of Rav Meir. So likewise, in that Vav Amid Aleph, if they say 12 or 7, because they're working off the Mishnah, they could have said 12 or 1. They could have said any number in the world. You have to just say it's they were working off the Mishnah, and they weren't being Medayik.
They're changing the Girsa.
Which Girsa?
And Vav
Amid Aleph.
He says,
okay, great. So according to Rav Hananel, it's no problem. Do we know what Rashi's Girsa is? Thank you. Gvaldik. Wonderful. Do we know what? Ozva Hutter points. Ozva Hutter points out right here. Ooh, clever. Okay. What about Rashi doesn't say anything. Who knows? Maybe Rashi also did. Okay, that's easy. So on Daf Vav Amid Aleph, you either have to say that there's a girsa of Miktas, in which case that's wonderful. Or say, Agav, HaMishnah, Daf Hey Amid Aleph, which was Ivy Rav Meir, they said Daf Vav Amid Aleph. Okay, Rav Meir is a better answer. If you could change the Gersa, you're better off.
I think that's the story's line.
Says what?
About two or three Shvatim, Abraham, and Kabbalah.
Our Gemara also says it on Daf Hey Amid Beis. So, that doesn't help me. We already have a price in the famous base that says it. The question is, how do you explain the other Gemaras? And if the answer is by getting rid of the other Gemaras, fine. If the answer is by reinterpreting the Brisa of Ham and Beis, the same Torah's got it. That's one approach. One approach is 1 and 7 is the same, there's no difference. Ignore the Diuk of Shiva Shvatim. Right, in the Mishnah, it's Aydi, and the Gemara of Avim and Aleph either doesn't exist, or it's just Agav the Mishnah. Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that, Gersa. However, there are a number of there are a number of other approaches. What's the other possibility? One second. Yeah. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is the Rishash. Says the Rishash, and he's Medayik in the Gemara here. In the Davava Med Aleph, it's talking about how to get to 12. I mean, if you have 7, the 7 brings 7, and the 5 brings 5. In the Braisa and Dav Hei and Aleph, at the very least, par. Talking about how to get to 12. In the Gemara and Dav Hei and Beis, it never says you get to 12. Never says you get to 12. What does it say? Mimaisu shar shvatim olo. Do other shvatim bring or not? On Dav Vav and Aleph says, how many do they bring? One per shevet. On Daf Heyam and Aleph, in the Gemara at least, how many do they bring? One per shevet. On Daf Heyam and Beis, it never says how many they bring, just that they bring. So suggests the Rishash. He says, no problem. He says, they both have Greira, but Zion Shvatim, Shar Shvatim, Mivim, par. Not a butterfly, but they bring one par each. However, Shevet Echad, Shar Shvatim, Mivim, Par Echad, Ben Kulam. Yeah, they're both Greira. It never says the same level of Greira. There's different levels of Greira. When 7 Shvatim sin, they bring, and each other Shevet also brings. When 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 Shvatim sin, they each bring, and everyone else brings 1 sachakol. It's a lower level of Greira, and then we understand the diuk, right? Then the diuk is nicha. Rak im zayin shvatim chatu mevi'im yud beis parim. To get to 12, you need zayin shvatim or more. Otherwise, if 4 shvatim sin, you get to 5. 4 plus 1 for the other 8. 3 shvatim sin, you get to 4. 3 plus 1 for the other 9. That's the rishash. It's a big chiddush. There's 2 levels of Greira. We never heard of 2 levels of Greira.
The lashon of Odil Loshna is not fair for him. Meaning the Gemara is by it sounds like the other tzaddik. There's no
Loshna. Fundamentally, but not in the details. It's a chiddush. I fully admit that it's a chiddush. Meaning I'm not trying to sell you the Rishash and say it's pasha pshat. I'm trying to say I understand where he's coming from, right? And it's clever. But you're right. It's also like, It's an idea that we have no precedent for, 2 different levels of Greira, par versus par, right?
It's a chiddush. Okay, good trivia question. Your kids ever grow up and go to first grade and come home and say, Abba, what weighs 1,000 kilograms, but 2 of them only weigh a gram? You know the answer is par. These are important things to know for parenting. You don't look stupid in front of your kids. However, here is where some of the Achronim suggest it could be that here could be a basis of the Shita of the Rambam. What's the Shita of the Rambam? What is the Rambam at? The Rambam Pasuk for Yehuda, we mentioned that. We mentioned last time this lumdish, deep, conceptual Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, that it's really the Chiva Bezdin, even if it's the Call of Brings. Agav, let me add 1 hashlama to what I said last time about that aspect, which I'm not really going to come back to, which is one thing I meant to talk about for 2 minutes, and I forgot. If Taket is the Chiva, the whole Chiddush of the Rambam is it looks in the outside, it's a brisker Chiddush, it looks on the outside like it's just the Call, 12 Shvatim bring. But on the inside, really in Lamdas, it's the Chiyuv and the Kapara of Bezdin. So one thing we may ask, well, if in Lamdas it's really the Chiyuv and Kapara of Bezdin, then why are the Kahal bringing, if it's really the Chiyuv and Kapara of Bezdin? I don't know how we knew from the Psukim, but like, what's the logic? Why are the Psukim say that if it's Kapara's Bezdin, then the Kahal has to pay for it? And here,
I think you can answer one of two ways. The Radvaz says, and that's what Radvaz says, well, it's mainly the Gemara Beis Din, because they're mainly at fault, because they're the ones who messed up. They're the ones who weren't careful. Remember what I quoted from that other Rambam. But the Kol also needs a little kapara. And therefore, the Kol pays for it to get a little kapara, but the main kapara is for the Beis Din. Which is interesting, like you get a little kapara based on paying for something. I think we discussed in past years, you know, the whole idea of, you know, karban, right? Is karban a sacrifice, etc.? You know, is the zechus of a karban that you're giving something up for Hashem, or the experience of being makir and coming close to Hashem through this animal? We said the ikar with the latter. There's also something about paying for it, about giving up money, about participating. So therefore, they get a little kapara.
But Sachakol, didn't they look at it? This individual, who under other circumstances of shogeg, we have to pay for the whole carbon. Here he's getting off with very little.
Getting a good deal.
So it's a hanacha. It's not
correct.
It's not an additional burden.
Correct. I thought maybe that's the Radvaz. I thought maybe you could say a little differently, which is not necessarily steer to the Radvaz, but you could say, what's the point? What do you mean by kapara beis din? Here's a subtle point. Okay. What do you mean by kapara beis din? We're mechaper and beis din. It's really a chiv and kapara beis din, not the kavod. That's the longest tradition of the Rambam. What do we mean by beis din? We mean beis din like these 71 individual people? We mean beis din this independent institution? Perhaps. But what are beis din called in the Pesukim, Matzi? Einei ha'eda, right? Meaning my eyes are clearly, if something's wrong with your eyes, you go to an eye doctor, not to an orthopedist, right? The eyes are a unit in and of themselves, but the eyes are the eyes of the body. They're part of your body. Beis din also, maybe it's a kapara beis din. Kapara beis din betoras what? Kapara beis din betoras themselves? 71 guys? Maybe I should be more respectful. 71 sages? Or kapara beis din in their role as Einei Ha'eda. Beis din as the Einei Ha'eda. Or the kapara is not on beis din as private citizens or even as an independent institution. Not on beis din as like a United Nations. No, it's in beis din as the leaders of the people. They beis din kapara, but how? Not as individuals. Beis din kapara as betoras einei ha'eda. And then it makes a lot of sense. If beis din, the ikar kapara is on beis din. But the kapara in beis din is not for their private role, but for their public role as the einei ha'eda, as the representatives and leaders of Klal Yisrael, then it makes sense that the kapara should be paid for by Klal Yisrael to make very, very clear, to establish that, yes, we're bringing the carbon for beis din, but we're not bringing carbon for beis din as 71 people, bringing carbon for beis din as Einei Ha'eda, and therefore it's paid by the Eda. So I think that would make a lot of sense. Okay, but that was a tangent, just something I forgot to mention last time. Let's go back to this time. So Rama has another chiddush. Besides his lumdish chiddush, he has a practical chiddush. What's the practical chiddush of the Rambam? Oh, it says in our Gemara that one shevet brings, and likewise everyone brings with them, what does the Rambam add, a condition? Only if they are Rov of the Eda. Meaning the Rambam from Yehuda ends up being very, very close to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, or at least to the, to the Chok Nassans. And the Be'er Sheva's version of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that it's any amount of Shvatim if they're Rov of the Kahal, or any amount of people if they're Rov of the Shvatim. Right? The Rambam adds something which is not found before in the Gemara. Right? He adds that one Shevet only if it's Rov of the Kahal. Where does he get this idea, one Shevet only if it's Rov of the Kahal for a Yehuda? So here we have Machlokes in the Kesef Mishnah and Lechem Mishnah on the Daf of the Rambam, right? The Kesef Mishnah says, where did he get that idea? He got that idea from saying we don't really pass like Rehuda Legamre. We pass him part like Rehuda, part like Rishon Ben Elazar. He got that idea from splitting Pesach between Rehuda and Rishon Ben Elazar. Okay, that's possible. The Rambam got it from splitting the Pesach. He passed like Rehuda, but he also threw a Paskin halfway like Rishon Ben Elazar. The Lechem Mishnah vociferously disagreed with the Kesef Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah says, no, he got this idea within Rehuda himself. Okay, how did he know this idea within Rabbi Yehuda himself? So everyone has a different diuk as to where is medayik this chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda himself. Rabbi Yehuda never said a word of this, right? And the Kesef Mishnah says, and Rabbi Yehuda never said a word. It wasn't within Rabbi Yehuda. He was throwing in a different tana. Now, who's right, by the way? Let's just put this Pesach of the Rambam. says the Rambam, Zion Shvatim, or Sheva Echad, Shehu Rov Kahal, bring, either way, they bring 12 parim. Right? That's the sheep of the Rambam. That, I don't think anyone's going to argue on that, right? That's the sheep of the Rambam. It's Gerira, Rav Yehuda. It's each sheep with Gerira. Zayin Shvatim or more, no matter how many people, or most of the people, even if there's only one Shevet. Gee, it seems suspiciously like the Choknas and Beersheba's and others' versions of Rosh Hashanah. Where did this come from? So, whose sheet is this?
Isn't it Rav Meir's?
Which Tana? What? No, Rav Meir requires, according to Rashi, Rov Shvatim and Rov of the Kahal. Not Rov Shvatim or Rov Kahal. Well, we saw maybe you can say it's only Rosh Chodesh. This is good. Yes? This is the Rosh Hashanah in Rosh Shimon in the beginning. Okay, give me a second. Yeah, okay. Hold on a second. Then you're talking about before the Rosh Hashanah, just listen to what I'm going to quote from the Kesem Mishloach Mishnah and tell me if you're saying something new from the Rosh Hashanah or just putting them on one side. So if you're just putting them on one side, then you put it, everyone's on one side, right? Which Tana is he possible? Like, says the Kesef Mishnah, if I understand correctly, says half Rabbi Yehuda, half Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Okay. He's not like Rabbi Yehuda, but if you notice, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So he's possible partially like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says we have to pass them all like the same Tana. Says the Lecha Mishnah, no. All completely like Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Who's right? How do you know? Compare some Shnais. Obviously, if you really want to be Nidchak, you could say, no, he changed his mind, but I mean, that would be just ordinary. The Lecha Mishnah is right to the Perish of Shnais. I actually have a reason why you might want to say the Kesef Mishnah is right, and then you can be Nidchak, but I'm not going to go there. What did the Rambam say in the Perish of Shnayas? I'll read from mine, but this part's not different than the Kapach. He says, if you're listening, Ukemo kein ledas Rav Yehuda. He's talking within Rav Yehuda, right? Not compromise. Shemet echad she'asav oros beis in agadol shar shvatim midvien al yado shahaya rov one shevet that followed beis in agadol all the shvatim bring ke shahaya rov kahal. If that shevet was rov kahal, that's not bringing in some other tana. Rav Yehuda only said about one shevet. When a dachem beis Rav Yehuda says one shevet, he only means if it's rov kahal. Oh, he didn't say so. He didn't say so, but it was obvious. What do you think? A minority of the nation is going to make a difference? Well, obviously, only if it's Rov Kahal. Who ever heard of a minority of the nation counting for this parsha? I mean, other Rishonim. Well, the thing of Americana, okay, that's very clear. According to Yehuda, right? So this seems to be correct, because the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah says explicitly this is Rabbi Yehuda. Now this creates a mystery. How did the Rambam know this was Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? So you could say, how did the Rambam know this was Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, more than one answer could also be true. Could say, he just misvara thought there's no way a minority is going to do Greira. Ain't Devar Kaseh a minority doing Greira. Who ever heard of the Miut being Gorer the Rov? The Rov is Gorer the Miut. That's ridiculous. It can't be, he said, a minority does Greira. So it must be, but he said one Shevet. Must be meant one Shevet, that's the majority. And it's not that we paskin partly Rav Shimon Elazar. He himself admitted to this part of Rav Shimon Elazar that there are two kinds of majorities and either one counts. Okay, so it could be just be Svara. But what I think is more likely about the Choknasan on Dav Bavam and Aleph says this very explicitly, as well as like 20 other Achronim, where the Choknasan was in brackets, is what would the Rambam say? The Rambam say very pashut. He was trying to answer the Sphira. On the one hand, Daf Heimud Beis, we equate one Shevet to seven Shvatim. They both have Greira. On the other hand, Daf Heimud Aleph, Daf Vavam and Aleph, we say there's something unique about seven Shvatim. Why would there be something unique about seven Shvatim if one Shevet is the same as seven Shvatim? So then you can answer very pashut. We never said they were the same. What's the difference? Zion Shvatim are Chayavim Afilo. If they are the Miyan of the Kahal. Seven Shvatim as the Lech Mishnah says. In this respect, everyone agrees with Shema, or we agree with Shema, but he agrees with Shema. Seven Shvatim are Chayiv, since the majority of Shvatim, regardless of their population. Shevet Echad is Chayiv Rak, if it's Rov of the Kahal. That was the unstated condition that Hamad based. It says Moshna, one Shevet is the same as seven Shvatim. Yeah, it's the same, just like seven Shvatim, if there's some kind of majority, are Chayiv and are Gorer. Likewise, one Shevet, if it's some kind of majority, is Chayiv and it's Gorer everyone else. But it would obviously have to be some sort of majority. What kind of idiot would think that a minority would be Chayiv and lead to Gorer? No, Avada only a majority. Avada only a majority. Now, this then explains the Diuk. What's the Diuk? As the... this is, okay, Chachmas and all the other Chodim say this. Well, now it's Meduyek. Of course it's only Sivish Shvatim. Meaning, there are two ways to get Greira. Either Rov Kahal or Sivish Shvatim. But you can't just stam say Mitzas. You can't stam say one Shevet. You have to either say Rov Kahal or say Sivish Shvatim. Okay, what's the easier scenario to come up with? One Kahal, one Shevet that's Rov of the Kahal or Sivish Shvatim. It's easier to say Shiva Shvatim, and then you don't have to have disproportionate numbers of people in each Shevet. And therefore, this the diuk is nicha. The diuk is nicha. Legabe miyot hakol. If it's miyot kahal, then Zion Shvatim are chayavim, and Shevet Echad is Potter. Some of the Echronim want to say Shevet Echad is like Chayiv but not Gorer, but that doesn't sound like that in the Rambam. And then for the Diuk is good. Yeah, Rabbi Huda only says Shiva Shvatim. If it's not Rov Kol. If it's Rov Kol, you don't need Shiva Shvatim. But if it's not Rov Kol, then he only says it for Shiva Shvatim. And therefore, at Davvav and Aleph, when they're looking for a scenario, they say, well, they could have said it's Rov Kol. And instead, they pick the example of Shiva Shvatim.
When they ask about Rabbi Shimon, the Bayan Rabbi Shimon, about whether Shevet Echad, Abarad Beit Din HaGadol, what if it's Rov Shevet but not Rov Kahal?
Ah, great question. The Achronim actually argue within the Rambam, obviously within the Rambam, if you're not the Rambam, it's not an issue. Right, but within this Chiddush of the Rambam, is Rav Shimon's Chiyuv also only if it is, if it's Rov Shevet, or it's Rov Kahal? Or no, this is in Rav Yehuda, not Rav Shimon. So the Gemara seems to equate them at a certain point in the Shaka Vatara. You might say Rav Shimon is also only if it's Rov Kahal. Although you could also say, since Rav Shimon doesn't have Greira, it's easier to say he doesn't need Rov Kahal, because he doesn't have Greira. He's really giving, you know, everyone, you know, looking at... To not have Greira, you don't need to be the Rov. To have Greira, maybe you need to be the Rov. So I'm not sure. Yesh
le stopik. The Rosh Hash says, because just he didn't bother with what he was doing, why the Rosh Hashim was only, he says this whole thing and quotes the Rambam. He quotes the Rosh Hashim and Kesem and Kesem and Kesem and Kesem and Kesem. So he's not making this chiluk, but still, he's saying that the reason why it would only make sense, he's like, it doesn't make sense to me why Rosh Hashim should be Machayev only two parim for Shisha and Ruban, even if they're me. Why they should be Chayesh the six?
Okay.
Even if they're me. It is because it is. It must be that. That's where he comes up with this Kiddush. Even if you have one couple, even if you have one sheet that messes up.
That's how he answers Tosis Kasha. Right, good point.
But meaning, and use that, not because
use that to answer Tosis Kasha. But Shimon's not different than Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi still quotes it as the Rambam is right for this, but it's not like that's all it's
Okay. The Gehara. Okay. You're absolutely right. But maybe I'm going to leave for now just because I don't want to complicate it more, but you're absolutely right. Now I understand what you're saying. Now I remember what you're saying. Okay, now I just want to see if there's another possibility, although I guess there can't be another possibility because there's no more room on the board. Okay, let's see here. I just want to ask one more question, right? What's the one more question is this? The Rambam clearly paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Against Rav Meir. That's Burr, right? No doubt about that. Like Rav Yehuda against Rav Meir, that you bring 12 and not 1. Why is this difficult? So all the Achronim ask a bunch of Kashas, right? It's famous, the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. I don't know if he was historically exactly the first, but close enough, right? Famous is the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. The Gemara says in Psachim, we know if the Tzibur is Tamei, what's the difference between a Yachid being Tamei and a Tzibur being Tamei on Pesach? Right, if a Yachid is Tamei, what happens to him? Right, we did it, right? He's does Pesach Sheni, that's what it says in the Chumash, Parshas Baloscha. If the Tzibur is Tamei, then they do the Korban Pesach Betoma, and that's, you know, the lot, many, many, many Davim Masechet Psachim are about this. And that's not explicit in the Chumash, but it's Darshan from the Chumash, because it says, Ish ki Yatamei, that extra Lashon shows only a Yachid has Pesach Sheni, but the Tzibur brings Pesach Betoma. What if one Shefet is Tamei? What if one Shevet is Tamei? So, the, excuse me, sorry. The Gemara says, Mefurash, we're talking about Peyam and Aleph, that if one Shevet is Tamei, then Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda say they could do it Betoma, because one Shevet is a call, like it says in our Gemara. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. A Shevet is a call. The problem is, the Rambam paskins that only if Rov Klal Yisrael is tummy. He doesn't say there's a heter if one shevet is tummy to do it betoma. So he's not consistent. He should be Rabbi Yehuda and paskin that one shevet is tummy, but and say that if one shevet is tummy, but he doesn't. He says in Hosham Pesach only for everyone's tummy. You have a similar kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Assuming the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam, and you're going to touch him, right? It's a fair assumption. And also, it's a Klal Yipsak, the Pasuk Rav Yehuda here. The Klal Yipsak, the word of the Ravin. So the Yerushalmi says in Brachos, if you hold like Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon that each Shevet is a Kahal, then if a Nes happens to one Shevet, you say a Bracha. Right? Also, it will say Nes B'makom Azeh. But if you hold like Rav Meir, then you only say a Nes, you only say a Bracha and Nes of all Klal Yisrael. Many of them say, so we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, you say a bracha on a nes of one shevet. But the Mechaber says very explicitly in Siman Reish Yud Ches, nation asa l'ktsas Yisrael, kol zman, lo nasa l'kol Yisrael, l'ruma, filo nasa l'ktsas shvatim, in mevarchan olav. There's no bracha on a nes of one shevet, which goes against the idea that we paskin each shevet is called a kol. So there are two stiras. The idea that we paskin each shevet is called a kol. One is, but I'm covered Pesach, we don't let one shevet do a betoma. And two is that we don't make a bracha on an ace that happened to one shevet. That's the kasha of the Magen Avraham. There's many, many different answers to this kasha. The Magen Avraham himself gives an answer. What's his answer? And the Or HaShulchan agrees with him. He says, you know what? We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but not Legamri. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds each shevet is called a kahal across the board. We say, no, each shevet is only called a kahal le'inyan parhel and darshel tzibur. Why? Because by Parham Darshal Tzibur, it says the word Kahal, meaning Rabbi Yehuda himself held each Shevet as a Kahal, even when it doesn't say the word Kahal. Each Shevet is a Tzibur in Kultar Kula. We must like half of Yehuda. Each Shevet is a Kahal when it, for Parham Darshal, which has the word Kahal, but each Shevet's not a Kahal for Kultar Kula. Okay, could be. We paskin half like Rabbi Yehuda, half not. However, all the other Achronim point out, and there's a million different combinations of this, and you could probably work out some details on your own. Like, there's all, you can make all kinds of subtle variations. But the assumption is that if we're going to say we only pass like Rabbi Yehuda partially, then there's a much better way to answer this. Say, well, Rabbi Yehuda himself said that one Shevet is Chayav, because it's a Kahal, even if it's not the Rove of Klal Yisrael. If you're the Kesef Mishnah. But we don't paskin totally like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that one Shevet is only a Kahal if it's Rove Klal Yisrael. Okay? One Shevet is only a Kahal if it's Rove Klal Yisrael. Now that explains all of these sugyas. So why in Korban Pesach don't we allow one Shevet to do it betumah? Well, because one shevet is only called if it's only called a call if it's rove of Klal Yisrael, and rove of Klal Yisrael can do a betoma. Why don't we make a bracha on a nes of one shevet? Actually, we only make a bracha because one shevet is only called a call. It's rove Klal Yisrael. We do make a bracha on a nes of rove Klal Yisrael. So that you can say, if you're the Kesef Mishnah, at least, if you're the Kesef Mishnah, I know you're about to say, are we not the Kesef Mishnah? But what are you going to say? You say very, very poshut. How about Reb Yehuda Atzmo? And Lididon. He says that Shevet Echad is Oseh Pesach B'Tumah. And then there's Ochluch Sanam, whether the other Shvatim are Nigmar or not. And he says, Mevarchin Al Nes Shenaseh L'Shevet Echad. But we say, no, only Rov Yisrael are Osim B'Tumah. Mevarchim only on Nes that happened to Rov Yisrael. So why aren't we consistent in Rabbi Yehuda, not in the Bavli's application of Rabbi Yehuda by Pesach, not in the Rishali's application of Rabbi Yehuda to Brachos? So there are two basic mahalachim. One is the Magen Avraham Udime. One mahalach is the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Yehuda Atzmo Savar Dishevet Echad Kitzibor Bichol HaTorah Kula. He held one shave is like the tzibur in Kol HaTorah Kula. But we hold Lididon Shevet Echad is Kitzibor Rak Ligabe Rak Ligabe Karban Dichsiv Kahal. Only when it says the word Kahal. That's the Magen Avraham. What the other Achronim say, the Karen over here, for example, I put on the page, and then the Chazon Ish was with his own twist, but I think I put the Karen Ora, or the Be'er Shev on the page. Put someone on the page about this. The Chazon Ish. Okay, the Chazon Ish and others, what do they say? The Chazon Ish and others say that, says, Rabbi Yehuda himself, Savar, Deshevet Echad, Nikra Kahal, Afilo, Imhumiot. There's no way you're going to read this. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Atzmo Savar, Deshevet Echad, Nikra Kahal, Afilo, Humiot. That's not what we hold. But we hold not like the original Rabbi Yehuda, right? We don't hold totally like Rabbi Yehuda. Lididon, Shevet Echad, Nikra Kahal, Rak, if he's a rove, if that shevet is a rove, or that shevet with other shvatim is a rove. Yes, every shevet is a kahal, but according to the Rambam, we hold every shevet is a kahal only if there's a rove. And if there's a rove, you do a betumah. If there's a rove, you say the bracha. Right? We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda himself. That works very, very well for the Kesef Mishnah. According to the Kesef Mishnah, you have a very nice answer. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda himself. We paskin only if a shevet is called a kahal, only if it's a rov. Therefore, we don't pass like these other nafkaminas of Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Lechem Mishnah, we do pass like Rabbi Yehuda himself, then we'd be forced to give the answer of the Magen Avraham to this kasha. Now, hold on. I wanted to say something more mechudish, but it might not be true. So give me a few seconds to figure out if it's true. Okay. Until now, I don't think I've said any kiddushin, right? I've just laid out the basic understanding. And what we're then saying is that the Kesef Mishnah would go with this very nice answer of the Chazon Ish, and the Lechem Mishnah would go with the Magen Avraham. The Lechem says, we do pass like Rehuda. So what gives us, how can we not pass like Rehuda in Pesach and Brachos? Must be, we only pass like him where the Torah says Kahal, not where the Torah doesn't say Kahal. While the Kesef Mishnah already has his answer laid out for him. We pass like Rehuda partially. We only pass like Rehuda if it's a robe, not if it's a miyot. So great. We only pass like Rehuda if it's a robe, not if it's a miyot. So taka, we pass like Rehuda in Korb Pesach, but only if it's a robe, which now we pass it. We pass like Rehuda in Brachos, but only if it's a robe, which now we pass it, and there's no problem whatsoever. For the Kesef Mishnah, it's got. For the Lechem Mishnah, you'll have to say like the Magen Avraham. Now, here I'll mention one last thing, which may or may not work, because what if I want to say this answer of the this answer of the Chazon Ish and the other Achronim, but we pointed out the Lechem Mishnah was right based on Perish Mishnais. Right? So is there any way I can have my cake and eat it too? What do you mean by that? Yes. Correct. We definitely don't go all the way like Rabbi Yehuda. So the truth is that maybe that could be the Yesod. Okay, that's what I want to say. Okay, it's coming from the back, maybe from the front door instead of the back door. Maybe you could say that. You could say like the Lechem Mishnah, but still we don't totally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. How so? I didn't plan out my board very well here, but maybe you could say that maybe you could say that even Lefi the Lechem Mishnah. What could you say? Say Rabbi Yehuda himself said. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, even one bezdin, one shaven by its bezdin. Now here you get to Machlok Zachron. You know, there Karen Orr and others say that's only if they're rov kahal, so it's not going to help us. But you don't have to say that. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Says no, Rabbi Yehuda Atzmo. What did he say? He said, Afilu Sheva Echad. Bahoras Bezdino Nikra Kal Afilu Miot Yisrael. Even one shaver is a Miot Yisrael, it's still called a Kal with Horas Bezdino. If it's Horas Bezdin Agadol, it might not be called a Kal. And I might even go a little further. I might say that, you know what? If you're medayik the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, he never says one shevet is potter if it's miyat hakahal. He just says it's not gorer. You could even go a little further. You could say, v'ulai Reb Yehuda atzmo savar d'shevet echad shehu miyat kahal. Chayav par, ella she'eno gorer shar shvatim imo. Right? That's certainly possible. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, even within the realm of Pirush Mishnayis, could still admit that Rabbi Yehuda gives importance to a shevet that's miyut kahal. In what way? If it listens to its bezdin lachor, it's chayav even if it's miyut kahal, and maybe it's chayav par if it's miyut kahal. It's just not gorer. But it's still chayav par if it's miyut kahal. He never said it's not chayav par if it's miyut kahal, just that it's not gorer. But we hold lididan shevet shehu miyut Yisrael eino chayav klum bishom ofen v'nikra kahal rak. If it's the rove. So even according to us, according to the Lechem Mishnah, I think you could still say the Chazon Ish is derech. You could say, yes, there's really, we don't paskin fully like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda required rove call, and we required rove call. So how can you say we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Not like yes, I'm saying the in between the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah, I would say. Even according to the Perish HaMishnah, the Rambam Perish HaMishnah, what am I going to say? Something in between. Right? Yesh Lomar, that he's like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, except, or not he's half like Rabbi Yehuda, half like Rabbi Elazar. But he's like Rabbi Yehuda for Greira, but not for Chiyuv Par Echad. For Greira, the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda. There's only Greira if it's Rov Shevet, not like the Kesem Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda himself agrees for Shimon Alasar. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda for Greira, that there's only Greira if there's Rov Shevet. And maybe this is what the Lech Mishnah meant. I'm sure this is what the Lech Mishnah meant. But when it comes to the Chiyuv of the Shevet himself, he passes not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shevet's Chayek with its own Benton. L'chori, even if it's a Miyot. We don't pass that way. Rabbi Yehuda maybe also says that in Bezen Adagol, the Shevet's Chayek is a Miyot without Greira. And we don't pass that way. So he passed him partially like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda, not the Kesem Mishnah's version. But the robe was against Rabbi Yehuda. No, the robe was part of Rabbi Yehuda, says in Perisha Mishnah. The Gemara Misachim does group Rav Shimon with Rabbi Yehuda, so according to what I'm saying now, you have to say that Rav Shimon never required the Rov Kahal. Which,
even though he doesn't have Beis Dino.
Correct. Even though he doesn't have Beis Dino, because since he doesn't have Greira, and since they don't have to read the Beis Din, the Beis Din is their own, so therefore he doesn't require so much Mamachtiot. Okay, yes.
The Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechavo Kol Kahal V'Kahal. So if you want to say that the Rambam is half Rabbi Yehuda, but only a Rov Shevet is called the Kahal, so that Rov Shevet wouldn't be Mechav the other Shevetim because they're not Kahal.
No, so I would say a Shevet is called a Kahal. Every Shevet is called a Kahal. So I didn't mean to say it's not called a Kahal. Okay, every Shevet is called a Kahal, but a Shevet is not significant if it's not Rov Tzipra. Every Shevet is a Kahal, but there's no significance to that if it's not Rov Tzipra. Once it's Rov Tzipra, then every Shevet is a Kahal. But once Rov Tzipra sins, every Shevet is a Kahal. Once Rov Tzipra is Tamei, once Rov Tzipra has a Nase, every Shevet is a Kahal. But you need Rov Tzipra to get the ball rolling. If there's Rov Tzibur, basically what I'm saying is this. If there's a din on the Rov Tzibur, then every Shevet is a Kahal. But you have to start with Rov Tzibur. Okay. whether you follow me or not, I'm right. but just review, because we still have to get to the Makorah sheet, to today's Makorah sheet. So the question is, what was Rabbi Yehuda's sheet himself? Is there a difference between 7 and 1? And what do we say? Maybe there's a difference between 7 and 1. Maybe there's no difference whatsoever. Rashi, Rebbeinu Hanano, no difference whatsoever. The 7s are all lavdafka, or just change the girsa. Maybe it's difference between 7 and 1. 7 is a higher level of greira, par. And 1 has a lower level of greira, just par. Or maybe according to the Rambam, and the Chumra, he got it from this diuk. Right? The Chumra, he got it from this diuk. I think the Rambam got his shita from this diuk. The Chazanish thinks even according to the Kesem Mishnah, he got it from this diuk, and the diuk is lahalacha, not in Rabbi Yehuda himself. Seven are chayiv because of Rov Shvatim without Rov Kahal. And that's why 7 is special. 1 is the same as 7 if it's Rov Kahal. Rov Kahal miyot Shvatim is the same as Rov Shvatim miyot Kahal, is the same as Rov Shvatim Rov Kahal, but you need a Rov in some sense. And then we just say, where'd the Rambam get it from? Is this, Kesem Mishnah says, this is not Rabbi Yehuda. This is his compromise. Lech Mishnah says it is Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the first Pirsha Mishnah. The idea of Rov is within Rabbi Yehuda. And that makes sense how we got it from there. And then we complicated matters and says, so why does the Rambam go all the way with Rabbi Yehuda? So one answer is because he only applies Rabbi Yehuda when it says the word Kol in the Chumash. And by Nes and by Karm Pesach, it doesn't say the word Kol in the Chumash. The other is, the Chazon Ish and many Achronim is, no, he doesn't paskin fully like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Machshav Shevet even if it's a Miot. He's only Machshav Shevet even if it's a Rov. Said, but for the Lech Mishnah, how does that work? For the Perisha Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda himself is only Machshav Shevet, it's a Rov. No, the same from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is only Machshav Shevet for greater if it's a Rov. But he's Machshav Shevet to bring up power even if it's a Miot. While we paskin that we're not Machshav Shevet at all if it's not a Rov. And that's why we don't make a bracha if it's not a Nase of a Rov, and there's no Heter of Tumas by Karban Pesach if it's not a Rov. Okay, Vaitar David, when you get a chance, please take a picture of the board. Continuing in the Gemara, Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Ma Tam Alom Parshim Ba Kritikach Lachatas, again Balosa. Why does it say by the Leviim the second par, the first and only, the second Lachatas? In Lam Shiv Shleimer for Lam Par Neimar Vaseisach Lachatas Vaseisachon Ola. What in Sheni? Obviously, it's the second. There were two, one Lachatas, one Ola. If the first was an Ola, and then you say bring one for a Lachatas, obviously the second. The answer is for a hekesh yachol tein echelas chatas levim. You might think the levim eat the chatas because chatas is usually eaten. Kamalomer par sheni laola sheni means second to the ola. It's compared to the ola. It's a hekesh ma'olun echelas of chatas lo neecheles. Okay, here there are two things which are very peculiar. Well, one thing is very peculiar. First, I'll point out what word makes no sense in this Havamina. What word makes no sense in the Havamina? Yochol techatas nefelas katas lelviim. What do you mean? You might have a Havamina eaten by Leviim. No katas eaten by Leviim. Only Kohanim are allowed to eat katas. Zorin can't eat a katas. Should have said Yochol techatas the Kohanim. Top of the Lord, it's burnt. Like an Ola. It doesn't mean, by the way, it's burnt like an Ola. It's not burnt on this Beach like an Ola Lechora. but what Makin the Oma Havamina to have a katas eaten by Leviim? Very strange. So all the Achronim say, you're right, it's so strange, it's not the right gear, son. It should be, Yochol techatas katas ha-Leviim. Of course the Havamina is only a Kohanim would eat it. What can a Havamina Leviim eat? Ridiculous. Okay. The Marashah takes it seriously, says, no, he defends our gear, so la-Leviim. And he gives two answers. One answer is, it means eaten by Leviim, but Leviim means Kohanim. Because after all, Kohanim are called Leviim in 24 places. Okay. In which case, he's basically the same as the other Achronim. Either change the Girsa or say Leviim means Kohanim. The second day, the Marashas is some wild, wild shit in the wild. He says, no, there's a Havamina that the Leviim would eat it. He says, what's the Havamina? He takes us, when can Leviim eat Kachi Kachi? So he suggests, very wild, Halaviyim and Vichatzek is Kachu. Because this is what's Mekadesh them, right? The whole, these are Karmanos Mekadesh Leviim. The Efshar Shoyos Ru'im Lo'ochlo. And maybe at that moment, they're ready to eat a chatas. This is a big finish. At that moment, they're ready to eat a chatas. So, I'm not sure what the Marsha means by this, but maybe you could have some tremendous chidish. Yeah, and this is a tremendous chidish, because most people just say it's the wrong Girsa. And even the Marsha says, maybe it's the right Girsa, but it doesn't mean Leviim. But if it really means the Havamina Leviim eating it, mehechi tesa, I understand, it's their special carbon. What does that make them able to eat kutche? They're still not Kohanim. Unless you say no, what's the nature of the Kedusha Leviim? The Leviim are not Yisraelim who go up a level. The Leviim are really niskadish like Kohanim, but they go down a level and become assistant Kohanim. And if you assume that Hakdusha Leviim is really to be Kohanim, but go down a level, right? Like the Shabbos elevator, right? Go up to the top floor, and then you have to go down to your floor, right? That's how it works, though. I'm pretty sure. Then you can understand, yes, of course, beforehand, they were Yisraelim. Of course, they couldn't eat Kachi Kachim. Afterwards, the Leviim, they couldn't eat Kachi Kachim. But at the moment they're Niskanish, they were Kohanim. Till they were demoted to assistant Kohanim. They have to be Kohanim, and then given the job of assistant. And maybe at that moment, they really had the status of Kohanim, and they could really eat Kachi Kachim. That would be a big Chiddush. Of course, it's interesting to point out that in what book of Tanakh do we not find any, hardly find any special role for the Kohanim, and the Leviim are treated as Kohanim all over? No one ever did Chumash with Rashi? Devarim. Right? If a Levi comes, the Levi comes and works the Mesa Mitzvah and gets a chelik of the Kachi Kachim. And why should you have noticed that? Because Rashi says, ah, could it be Yachol means a Levi? Obviously it means a Kohen. Okay, but it's interesting, the Pashup Shad and Sefer Devarim, this is very deep lungus. Pashup Shad and Sefer Dvarim is that Leviim are Kohanim. I know that's not Pashup Shad and Sefer Yitra. And I know there was a fight about this in Sefer Bamidbar, and one side lost. But in Sefer Dvarim, Leviim are Kohanim. Yesh La'ayin, very, very, this is not the time for all the lumpus of that. But maybe you could say that in some respects, not just Kohanim or Leviim. Kohanim or Leviim is easier. Kohanim or Leviim, they're also Kohanim. But Leviim are really Kohanim. They're Kohanim who don't have all the privileges of Kuhuna, but they're Kohanim in some sense. If Leviim are really Kohanim in some sense, then, Efshar, you could say that at the moment they're Kadosh, they're getting the Kedushas Kahuna. You're right, they're not going to keep all the Kedushas Kahuna, but they have a moment of Kedushas Kahuna, and maybe in that moment, since that moment was the Hakrov of their power, you'd have a Havmi and they could eat it. Okay, tremendous Kedushim. You can like it, you cannot like it. In any case, that's only Havmi, because it's burnt in the end. Okay, but that's interesting to just say, what's this La Leviim, this crazy Havamina? Who ever heard of a Havamina of the Leviim eating? Kachim, so, La Leviim
Again, all the Achronim say change to Halaviyim. Chatas Halaviyim. The Maharsha keeps the Girsa. Says the Maharsha keeps the Girsa. Either he says it really means Kohanim, or nope, there's a real Havamina that Leviim Oklim. Why? Only in that moment of their Niskanshu. Maybe they have some kahuna.
Isn't this the parsha of Leviim?
Yeah.
So why can't there just be like, there's like a Harasha that a lot of things here were abnormal. Is it only one thing?
Okay, you're saying maybe you interpret the Harasha differently than me. Not the Havamina, they have some kahuna. A Havamina is not, since it's theirs, they can eat it. Okay, same. Fine. Okay. In any case, it's the Havamina. Okay. The other interesting part is the Maskana. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is that it's burnt. Why is it burnt? Right? This is the Havamina. Here's the Maskana. Is that it's Nisraf. Why is the part Nisraf? So the Gemara doesn't say. It says Sheni. But what does Rashi say on Chumash? Anyone? What does Rashi say in Chumash? Rashi says, what? No, that's on the next part of the Gemara, not on this part. That's on Ezra. What does Rashi say on Chumash? Right, it's after Hakol Olos HaKadaitach, notice. He says, this is the power of Avodah Zarah. This was brought on the Chiha Egel. It's a little indirect. Leviim didn't do the Chiha Egel. But since the Leviim were chosen instead of the Bechorei Yisrael because of the Chiha Egel, the Leviim are, when they're appointed instead of the Jews are rejected because of Chiha Egel. And therefore, you need Kapar on the Chiha Egel. So it's really a carbon of Avodah Zarah. It should have been a Par Ol and a Sa'ir Chatas. Okay, Harasha should be a Par Ol and a Par Chatas. So, says Rashi, it's really a chatas sibur ha'avodah zarah. And then it makes sense that it's nisraf, because remember, right, the chatas pnimis, we haven't discussed the hakrava aspects, the zvachim aspects here, but this is the chatas pnimis, the parhalim darvin sigur avodah zarah, right, or what we say in the morning, what we call in the morning, parim ha'nisrafim, Usirim hanisrafim. What are parim hanisrafim? Usirim hanisrafim. Parim hanisrafim is the parhelim dover and the par kohen Mashiach kohen gadol. And the usirim hanisrafim is the usirim avodah zarah. Also shal yom kippur, but that's the previous mishnah, right? The dam is brought lefnayim lefnim, and we know any chatas whose dam is brought lefnim, not lefnayim lefnim, lefnim is burnt and it's not eaten. It's not really like an ola. An ola is burnt on the mizbeach. This is burnt mechutz lemachne. Okay, here we have machlokas in the Achronim on Rashi. Was it really like a carbon avodah zarah, or was it not? Here we have machlokas between the Maharal and the Mizrahi. The Maharal in his Dvar Aryeh on Rashi says, "Nechnisu damo lefnim." They actually brought the dam and sprinkled it inside, like a sarah avodah zarah. Like a carbon of a zar, and therefore, of course, that would be burnt mechutz l'machne, because it's a rule. Anything whose dam goes inside gets burnt mechutz l'machne and is not eaten. And the Mizrahi on Rashi there disagrees, and he quotes a Ravid, and he says no. No, they only brought the dam on the outside Mizbeach. They didn't bring it into the Ohel Moed, but it's still burnt. Interesting machlokas, not our topic now. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, seems to think, what's the reason a Sarah Vodazar is not eaten and is burnt? Because the dam went inside. So the Torah says, any carbon whose dam goes inside is burnt. And therefore, if this was not burnt, it had been not eaten, the dam must have gone inside. Or the Mizrahi thinks, what's the reason we don't eat the Sarah Vodazar? Not because its dam went inside. Because it's such a terrible chait if the tzivur is a Vodazar, that it's so terrible that you can't eat that. A small chait that Kohen eat. A big chait you can't ingest. Right? That's two. You have to avoid it legamrei. The Gemara says, the Chumash says rather, if you bring the dam inside, that's a siman, not a sibah. Right? The old siman, sibah hakira. Why, when you bring the dam inside, do you not eat it? So the Maharal might say in the Gur Aryeh, because the bringing inside makes it inedible. Whatever is brought inside can no longer be eaten by human beings. Whatever went inside.
I know the Daman inside. And therefore, it's Daman inside. That's what Rashi means. The Mizrahi would say, not Siba, Siman. He would say, no, Iblay Nosa. Whatever Dam is born inside is because it's a really bad sin. For a really bad sin, you can't eat it. It's too bad of a sin. Too chomer. And therefore, you didn't bring it inside, but it was still very chomer, and that's why you don't eat it. So it's very, very fascinating. You know, they might have some very deep machlokes here about the din of kol chatas shenichnas dama bifnim eina me'echeles. Why? The Mizrahi would say siba. Sorry, the Aryeh and Siman. Again, it's the bringing inside that caused it not to be eaten. So Rashi obviously meant they brought it inside. And then he brings diukim from Rashi, because Rashi says the only chatos chitzona is a different one. That's this refes and not this one. This wasn't a chatos chitzona. Well, the Mizrahi says, no, it's Siman. It shows the bad sin. For a bad sin, you can't eat it. And this is a bad sin, even though you didn't bring it inside. Fine. Is there any other option? Does anyone want to suggest another option of why it was Nisraf? I know Gzeres Akasa, but a Svara. Does anyone know of any other case where Chatos was Nisraf, even though you would expect it to be eaten? Again, any Chumash with Rashi?
Not by Shemini.
By not only the Shemini, but all eight. Rashi says it twice. Once it's a Tzav, once a Shemini. The Chatos Hamimuid was Nisraf and not Nechel. It says, Mefurish and Parshat Tzaveh, Chatos Hamimuid was Nisraf. Rashi says, why was it Nisraf? Why was it eaten? The blood wasn't brought inside. It says, oh, Xeris Akasif. And then in Yom HaShemini, it also says the chatos is burnt and not eaten. Rashi says it's also part of the same Xeris Akasif. Okay, so if you, I don't have these in my Mikros Gedolos, but in the Bar Ilan, they have all these Bali Tosos on Chumash. So the Riva and Rav Chaim Paltiel both say the same thing. You can check it on the Bar Ilan. Says the Riva. Here the Rashi is Bamidbar Cheskes, right? Is that right? Yes. The Riva and Rav Chaim Paltiel, which I actually have right here. Okay, trust me that I have them right here. Here they are. On Shmos Chav Tes Yudalit, I'll just read you the Riva. He says, Uparsheni Shebaparshis Baloscha, Miluim Haya, Shekain Milu Yumel Avim, Likanis Lavoda. Okay, they're all Miluim. The Riva and Rav Chaim Paltiel. On Shmos Chafkes Yudalad, I think I just said, they say it's Midin Miluim. Of course, that begs the question, why is a Chatos Hamiluim Nisraf? And it gets a little tricky, because there's some Hesbirim that won't work for this. Some say, and then it would become circular. Chatos Miluim is also for the Chayda Egel, and then the Chor, that's not what they mean. So, that means that Din Miluim, in Miluim, the Chatos is Nisraf. Meaning, once you have established the Kedusha, you eat the Chatas. And Miluim, the Chatas is Nisraf. And therefore, this was also Miluim. It wasn't Miluim the Mikdash, it wasn't Miluim the Kohan, it was Miluim the Leviim. And there's a din of Miluim, the Chatas is Nisraf, the pattern works. Because the only other Chatas we find that's Nisraf, that's not for a big chit of the Tzibur, if you don't take Rashi's way, is the Miluim. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kayotze bo, Amr Yosi, Abba, Mihashvi, Agola, Hekrivo, Olos, Olkei Yisrael. Says 12 bulls and etc. etc. And here's the important, the weird part of the pasuk: 12 tzvirei chatas, 12 goats for a chatas. And then right after, it's all an ola. So that's very strange. Just as 12 goats for a chatas, it's all an ola. That obviously doesn't make sense. Hakol ola salka daitach esher shachatas ola. I mean, just the words don't read in the pasuk. Ella kol kid ola must mean it's like an ola, and then it's the same drush. That's why it's said ma'alul nechel. So chad lo nechel is just like ola is not eaten, the chata is not eaten. This, keep in mind, it doesn't mean the same thing happens to them. Remember from our zvachim etc. days, the ola is not eaten because it's all burnt on the mizbeach and goes up and burnt on the mizbeach. Haktara. The chata is not eaten because it's burnt mechutz l'machane, like par hilin darshel and tzibur and like par koin yashiach and like the par v'shar yom kippurim etc. The tanya. Because this was Seir Avodos Kochav, and here it works well. It works perfectly. 12 parim for Ola and 12 Seirim for Chantas. That's exactly Parsha Shlach, the carbon of Seir of Avodos Zara. Right? But Amr Yudah and Shmuel, Avodos Kochav, it's for the idols they worship in the days of Tzidki Yahu. So now, how do you get 12? So we work it out. Mishlom, Rabbi Yudah, Mashkach, Lohani, Shneva, Sarkatos, Gon, Dechotor, Shneva, Sarshvatim. 12 Shvatim, make 12. Seven of the rest are great. And we just had on the board why it said seven. Well, the Rabbi Shimon could also be fine. Und du hast Chadus or Shvatim. Du meinst, du hast Chadus or Shvatim, wie du gebestim. If 11 Shvatim sin, the 11 bring, there's no greater, but one for best, it makes 12. Elorak Meir, or Meir says only one for the whole Tzibur. How do you get 12? Da Amar Bezdim Evim Vlut Tzibur. Shnei Wasser Hedim Ashkachas. Like, how do you get 12? And it's a possible, you can't deny it. The answer is, no, Tuchatav, Hadar Chatav, Hadar Chatav, traces in the, no, must be 12 different incidents. They sinned once, and then they sinned again. They sinned 12 totally different times, so they owe 12 Chatavos. Now the Mar finally asks, well, Maisi La, Maisi, not Maisi, bringing, but Maisi, dying, on Maisi La Hanu Dechatu, how could you bring a carbon? We're talking about after Golas Babel, 70 years later. How could you bring a carbon 70 years later? They all died. Everyone who owed the carbon died. Okay, Amar, Papa, keep me rechatas. No, when do we say if the owner dies, then the chatas dies, then one of the five chatos amesos, the owner dies? If the owner dies, you can't bring a chatas. Who's going to be a chaparan? And the Zemes Bachman says it dozens of times. Ain't kapara la mesim. You can't bring a chatas for a mes. No kapara for a mes. It's too late. So therefore, what happens? The chatas just dies. Nothing you can do with it. But that's only true of a yachid, but of a tzibur, no, there's no misa in the tzibur. And the pashup shot here is that, what does it mean there's no misa in the tzibur? What? The tzibur can't die, the yachid can die, the tzibur can't die. Rashi just says it means no, Rashi's not clear if he's interpreting the words or just telling what happens, but certainly the pashup shot is the tzibur can't die. But no, Papa, how does he know the tzibur can't die? It says, the kids take the place of the fathers, so the tzibur can't die, because if the kids of the tzibur are there, then the fathers are still alive, and they took their place. No, that would be true of a yachid also. That's not talking about a tzibur. If you said the kid counts the father, then even a yachid can't die. And if the yachid dies, his kata should be okay. Hello, Dipya, probably from Sarah Rosh Chodesh. Must be from Sarah Rosh Chodesh. Okay. I think we're going to have to stop. We are in somewhat of an existential crisis, because we only have one shiur left. And by the way, on Thursday will be the last shiur, 9 o'clock sharp. Following the shiur on Thursday will be a festive siyum. There are some fellows who finished the whole Maseches Horios, and all of us will finish the first parak of Horios. So Agav Greira, we can join the festive siyum. So be prepared for a festive siyum. On Thursday, I know you'll say it's a very strange thing to do. Whoever heard of an Orthodox Jew doing a festive siyum before the 9 days? What kind of strange minhag is that? But I figure if the poskim write that if your learning happens to end on the 9 days, you can make a siyum then, l'chor, you can also kvetch at a heter that if your learning happens to end before the 9 days, you can make a siyum then as well. Of course, there's no point serving meat. So Mishnah will continue Thursday. Everyone, please take the next Makoros. We'll get as far as we can. In terms of how much we're ma'ayin in the Makoros, but maybe we'll have to just speed through some of the Inyanim, but here's Makoros 14. I'll send out the email as well.